Brandela.
Hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm a little tired today, but I'm okay.
I've been up since 2. I could not sleep during the day. So I don't know how long I'll be able to stay up. I've got iced tea here and chocolate to try to keep me awake.
Oh, my goodness.
At least for a little while. When the time change, it does that to me. It takes me about a month.
Does anybody have a question?
I don't.
Okay. Well, we'll wait a few more minutes.
We've been busy with life this week. That's why.
You broke up. Say it again.
I said we've been busy with everyday life. I think that's the reason.
That I can appreciate. And I agree with you. Everybody's quiet. Nobody has questions.
No questions.
We'll wait about 3 more minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll start.
I'll go ahead and mute now.
Okay. One more minute. We're transitioning to the study for Zion Adar. So please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Dati Terura, Alephet Gimel Yutah Tzadik. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu acharenu no ra ufreshayan sentet nun na gibor dorshe yehudcha gevavat shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rakame Sitkatcha Tami Gamle Betet Reish Tadi Taf Gimel Hasim Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adata Bet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim. Yachid Keye Lamcha Pene Zohre Kidu Shata Yud Gimelamet Pe Zayim Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tadiyut Taf. We've brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. Utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum V'chanum, Erech Apayim, V'ral chesed v'emet, notse chesed la'alafim, notse awon wafesha v'chata'a v'nake. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse of the Sulam commentary on the Zohar by Rabbi Ashlag. The verse is from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kutcha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bichilu, Urchimu, Kilu, Kilu, Urchimu. Liakta, L'shem Yudhe, Bavate, Beyehuda, Shalim, B'shem Ko Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino amadadai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kanadei aleinu ma'asei adenu kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekutcha Berichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Be'ovada Kishot The late lach mila bialma divae barnash. The dach ya le ya mine ya ulan haga. Be ya kalana te akulu ovada. Dig shot inun wikola it's the rich bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse we study that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam timako le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam. Ta v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosipu. B'nei avla l'anoto, ka'asher b'rishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka akaheta izayo alada la awahe heya yozalame behe ereyo hekome La awa kalayo la wawa pehe la nulacha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu he nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yoza he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa danu yo he he shi ame me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo ta. Yo he he andu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now reveal the connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu wa ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa Nu hil he hashi ya yo re ta shi ya he re la yo awa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka ako me nu da anu yo he wa me re he ya yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a a la me ta he wa he wa la da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he de he me za re wa he de yo a he a la wa me za yo Ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The tzaddikin who left this day, this seventh day of Adar. Rabbi Shmuel Dovid Ungar of Netra. Rabbi Gershon of Lutsk. Rabbi Aryeh Leib Hanover, Rabbi Yosef Yadid, Rabbi Abraham Noach Paley of Sklov, Yerushalayim. Sklov is in Europe, Yerushalayim is Jerusalem. Rabbi Moshe Aaron Stern, there are certain items, certain things that happened in history and these historical events are not coincidental, they're related to the same energy of the day, that's why they happen on the day. And of course Moshe Rabbeinu, it's his Hilulah as well, the seventh day of Adar. The Jews of Barbados were granted to take an oath on the Old Testament instead of being forced to take oaths on the New Testament, which the Jewish people don't agree with. Yeshiva Etz Chaim, the first elementary school with secular studies in the United States, was established in 1886. The deportation of the Jews from Thrace in 1943. I'm not sure where Thrace is, whether it's in the Mediterranean or it's elsewhere in Europe. We're now going to say the Shema Yisrael, in case people haven't done so before. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now say an additional L'shem Yichud, because we've grounded the energy from the previous one by saying the Baruch Shem verse, and then we will say the Esther Dibrot. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Liachda l'shem yud hei b'vav hei Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konenehu Vayidaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi Hashem, Elohecha asher hotzeiticha, me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim. Lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai, lo taseh lecha. Pesel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim Mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat V'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz Lo tishtachave lachem V'lo ta'avdem Ki anochi Ha'icha Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poked Awon Avot Al Banim Al Shileshim Ve'al Rebeim Lishonai Ve'oseh Chesed La'alafim La'ohavai U'shomrei Mitzvotai lo taisa et shem Hashem Elohecha lashav ki lo yinake Hashem et asher Yisa et shemo lashav zahor et yom ha-shabbat v'kadsho sheshet Yamim tavod, v'asita kol melachtecha, v'yom ha-shvi'i, Shabbat la'Hashem Elohecha, lo taseh kol melacha, ata u'bincha, u'bitecha avdecha, v'yamatcha. Uhem techa, v'gercha asher b'sharecha, ki sheshet yamim asa, Hashem et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz, et hayam v'et kol asher bam, v'yanach b'yom ha-shvi'i. Al kein beirach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat. Vayikad shehu kabed et avicha. V'et imecha leman yarikun. Yamecha al ha-adama. Asher Hashem Elohecha. Noten lach lo tirzach. Lo tinaf, lo tigno, lo ta'aneh bereacha. Et shaker, lo tachmod beit reecha, lo tachmod eshet reecha. V'avdo v'amato, v'shoro v'chamoro. V'kol asher l'reecha. We're now going to say the Kaddish, which we will utilize as a as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight. Itkadal v'itkadash shemei rabbah. And we all say Amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yamli malchute v'chayechonu v'yomechonu v'chaye to call Beth Yisrael, but Agalal is Bankari. It Barach Vishabach Vit Ba'ar Vit Ramam Vit Asay. Vita Dar Vita Levita Lal Shemeda Kucha. Vela Minko Birkata Vishirata Tushbechata. Nechemata da amiran pe alma yeshlama rabba min shamaya pe chayim aleinu yalko Yisrael pe imru amen ose shalom bimro mavu yase shalom aleinu V'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Now, there is a handout that we will utilize tonight. You will find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link. If you scroll down to the section of the preparation for the spring and summer holidays, that section applies or is after Rosh Chodesh Adar. Within that section, you'll find a link that talks about Zion Adar, the Hilulah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And when you click on that link, it will open up to a PDF file titled The Sefer Vayelech Moshe. And we will be starting in sequence on this. You'll notice the table of contents on page 2. There's quite a few items. And eventually we will jump to page 60. But we're going to start on page 3 with the introduction. And you'll notice the Hebrew verse on the top of the page. Ma shehayahu shehiyeh. Whatever has been is what will be. This is a quote from Kohelet. Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 9. And the Kitvei Ari has taught us, or will teach us when we get to that part of his writings, that the first letters spell the name Moshe, Mem Shin He. And the last word starts with a Shin also, which is an indicative of passion. It's indicative of fire and passion. So we could interpret these four letters as being the passion of Moshe. And we will, as we go through page by page, we will stop and meditate on Moshe and different aspects of Moshe's name. Whatever we deem as new or novel has already been provided for in Hashem's infinite wisdom. And all the insights, the chidushim, the newness, the new teachings, creative ideas in Torah for the past 3,500 years, were all given to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Moses our teacher, by Hashem on the top of Mount Sinai. It is a basic principle of traditional Torah that the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, may he rest in peace, was true in that he was the father of the prophets, though those who preceded him, which are Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and Aaron, Sarah, Rebecca, and Rivka, and those who followed him. Moshe is both our first and our last redeemer. He was our first redeemer, that's clear. How do we know he will be our last redeemer, and what is the meaning of our last redeemer? This is Mashiach ben David. So the tradition teaches that Moshe will reincarnate into Mashiach ben David. In fact, his name is hinted to in the first name, Adam HaRishon, whose name is a notericon, an acronym for Adam, David, Moshe. Adam is spelled Aleph, Dalet, Mem. Adam, David, and Moshe start with those three letters. The Torah ends the five books of Moshe by reciting, "Never again has there arisen in Israel a prophet like Moshe, whom Hashem knew face to face, as evidenced by all the signs and wonders that Hashem sent him to perform in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and all his servants and his land, and by the strong hand and the awesome power that Moshe performed before the eyes of all Israel." Moshe Rabbeinu goes out, Vayelech. He walks among us and actively speaks to us daily. Are you listening for him? Have you heard him? There is one day in our Jewish life cycle that is set out for us to try to grasp the magnitude of this man, born of a woman who became a half angel on the seventh of Adar, that is the day. As we relearn every year during Purim, this was the day of his death, known to Haman, the Rasha, the wicked one, who picked it as the day for the destruction of the Jewish people. Fortunate for us, Haman neither knew that also the seventh of Adar was the day of Moshe's birth. A merit for Israel. Not that the yortzeit of a tzaddik is a tremendously powerful spiritual vortex for the answering of prayers. Our job on the seventh of Adar is to bond with the soul spark of Moshe Rabbeinu that lies latent within every Jewish soul. To miss this opportunity is to preclude an important change, a self-renewal, and a self-education, the learning of personal insights inscribed in the Torah of one's own heart. Traditionally, one fasts on the seventh of Adar and accepts the fast at Mincha on the sixth of Adar. Namely to fast Bli Neder without taking a vow from Alot HaShachar, from dawn, not sunrise, but dawn, until Tzvi HaKokavim, three medium stars are visible. So important is this voluntary fast that the Ben Ish Chai says one should even do it on Erev Shabbat, when fasting is strongly discouraged. The lighting of the Yortzeit candle and the giving of tzedakah, of charity, also are encouraged. The all-night learning of the attached tikkun, the seventh Adar, is intended to stimulate inner reflection about or upon Moshe Rabbeinu. We have translated and compiled the material from both the Ben Ish Chai and the Sefer Koreh Moed HaShalem. We too are indebted to our friend Pinchas M., who graciously came through on short notice with a disc containing the Sassino Midrash Shemot Rabbah, to facilitate this preparation. As with all of our work, this too is dedicated to the elevation of the soul of the redactor's father, Shmuel ben Moshe Yaakov. And with Torah blessings, Todah Tzuchalanu Moshe Morasha Bechalat Yaakov. We're going to skip from page 4 because we've done that in previous years. And while the facts are fun and they're worth reading, perhaps tomorrow morning. The Keter Shem Tov 70. This is on page 8. Moshe. God saw that Moshe went to look, and he called out to him, Moshe, Moshe. The Baal Shem Tov taught, Moshe was initially concerned that this vision before him was not a holy vision, until Hashem called out to him, Moshe, Moshe. Only then did Moshe respond, Here I am. For Moshe's soul is alluded to by his name, encompasses all the worlds, which is why Moshe could not comprehend his own name, as we shall see. For just as the divine presence encompasses all worlds, the inanimate, the vegetable, the good and the evil, so does Moshe's name. The first letter, Mem, which alludes to the divine Malchut presence, also encompasses all things. The second letter, Shin, encompasses all spirits. And the last letter, He, encompasses all souls. Therefore, Moshe's difficulty in comprehending the menorah, the shekel, and the new moon alludes to his difficulty in comprehending his own name, his own essence, since his name also encompasses good and evil. Furthermore, his difficulty was also in comprehending how the divine presence itself, the Shekhinah, is the ultimate unity, since it encompasses the antithesis of good and evil, and yet remains one individual unity. Thus he was confused how he, whose name was Moshe, was encompassed in these antitheses, which bring about such unity. Indeed, a tradition records that Moshe had the tendency to be a kidnapper, to be a gambler. And I'm going to take an aside and speak a story that I've spoken about before and put on the website, but I'm not sure exactly where I would find it again. About a king in Africa sent someone who was familiar, was an excellent painter. He sent him to find Moshe in the desert because he'd heard about the 10 plagues and he'd heard about the splitting of the Red Sea. And he wanted to know who this man was. And since the king was an expert face and hand reader, he sent his painter to paint Moshe's picture and bring it back to him so that he would know by reading Moshe's face who he was. And that's what the painter did. He went to the camp of the children of Israel. He sought permission to paint Moses' face, and he did so. And he brought it back to the king. And the king looked at the picture for a second and said to the painter, "You have lied to me. This cannot be Moshe. This man is a murderer. This man is a thief. This is the most negative human being I have ever seen." And he had the painter killed for lying to him. He then took the next painter in line and had him do the same thing. And he brought that painting back to the king again. But this time the painter said to the king, before he unveiled the picture, "Your Majesty, this is truly Moshe, even though what you will see is not something you can accept." And for sure, the king, the painting is unveiled, and the king says the same thing to the painter. "You're lying to me." But this time the painter had prepared the king with that earlier statement, said, "No, Your Majesty, I'm not lying. This is what the man looks like." And the king let him live, but he struggled the rest of his life to try. And we will take a 5-minute break in 10 minutes and then start up again. But the king spent the rest of his life searching to understand how could Moses be this righteous person that he hears about when he can see clearly on his face that he's not righteous. He's not a very good person, God forbid. And the lesson of this story is to realize that you have tendencies that you are born with. And it's these tendencies that you can change. These tendencies that you can resist if they're negative, and become extremely righteous, the most humble man on earth, the highest prophet, all based on your tendencies to do evil. This is who Moshe was. By resisting these extremely strong temptations, forever, the Torah says, Moshe fell on his face. Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces. Whenever you see this phrase, it's talking about Moshe resisting his tendency. What was his tendency? To do negative actions. But by falling on his face and remembering Hashem, he gained the strength to resist all of that. I'm returning to the reading. We're on page 8. However, the truth is that evil is a vehicle for good. As we find in the teaching that Pharaoh brought the Jewish people to repentance by pursuing them, or by the fact that beholding the ways of the wicked brings a righteous person satisfaction and pleasure, that he is not like that. This arousal of pleasure from contrast to evil exists in all worlds, and evil that itself also has a virtual elevation from this. Only that when good rises in this way, all evil is dissolved in the process. And in the same way, all evil thoughts can be vehicles of elevation. Thus, Moshe did not answer God after the first call of his name, since he did not comprehend how unity could be achieved, for when the lowest spiritual levels were revealed, as symbolized by the bush, all their higher spiritual sources were also revealed to him. Therefore, Moshe could not understand why evil, as represented by the bush, was not burnt by those sublime spiritual levels. Then God, Hashem, called out to him again, Moshe, alluding that the ultimate unity is achieved specifically by the union of the lowest levels with the highest. Only then did Moshe say, here I am. Tzedeket HaTzadik, the righteous woman is a tzaddik. The Tanit Esther, the fast of Esther. Through one's knowledge, one can find truth in the and in 5 minutes, we will take a 5 minute break and then return. Moshe, our teacher, which is the translation of Moshe Rabbeinu. May he rest in peace. Was the first redeemer who began to bring the children of Israel to freedom so that there will be for them a strength even in this world. But the completion of this will be through the Mashiach ben David and David and Shlomo in this world, for they were a semblance of Mashiach ben David. The beginning of this was through Moshe, our teacher, may he rest in peace, who began with the unification of Emet, truth, and Emunah, faith. And through his level in the dot, the knowledge, meaning the knowledge of the pinimut, the inner wisdom, which is all emet, all truth, as is known. As it says, Moshe is inside and Yaakov is outside. And from the side of the chitzoniyut, the outside, the truth, this is surely not belonging to this world, for it is opposite in how it clings to falsity. However, from the side of the knowledge of the inner truth, all things, he Moshe knew that this world is a falsity and full of lies. And through this knowledge which is in Torah, there is none like him, like Hashem. And this world which conceals his truth and is false, therefore it is not being attached to falsity. And this is the pinimiyut, uninnerness of Torah, which is also in this world. The death of Moshe, our teacher, may he rest in peace, teaches us that in this month is the power of the hiding of the innerness of truth, meaning the letter Kuf, which is the source of the Yetzer, the inclination, which has the power of laughter and mocking, which are superficial and not truth. For in truth that has that same power is what gives birth to Moshe, our teacher, on the seventh of Adar. May he rest in peace. Through this knowledge is that all his this world and its desires are considered a joke. Because of this, Haman and his decrees also became considered as a joke, because they were not truth. He, Haman, fixed his decree on the 13th of Adar, the fast of Esther, which are 7 days after the 7th of Adar, the day he thought was the beginning of his power, because it too was Moshe's Yortzeit, Moshe's Hilulah, in this world. Everything is completed in 7 days, which are considered the 7 days of building, as is known. Then there was a sentence, a judgment of destruction, God forbid, upon Israel from the side of this world, which is the world of Asiya, of action, from the side of action, which is superficial. And in truth, there is the revelation that all actions in this world are only superficial on the surface. And this is the seventh day of Adar that also corresponds to the 7 days of building, which begin in this month, which are in potential until the completion of potential into effect, which is the source of this power.